It is time now for Making Sense of the Markets with Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity and joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Simi. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. How are those markets?
Well, markets were up earlier this morning, so we're seeing them kind of move down slowly just in anticipation of a treasury auction later on this morning. So, but overall, I have to say we've had some earnings releases and those have been very positive. After we saw kind of a mini correction over the last couple of weeks, we've seen markets start to pick up over the last couple of days. And just looking at some of those earnings out there, as they're taking center stage, 35% of the S&P 500 has reported first quarter results, and we're off to a good start. Roughly 20% of those companies have beat expectations. The 20% of the companies that have reported, 75% of those have beat expectations. So that's really positive. We're seeing earnings grow for a third straight quarter. So that, again, is carrying on some of that momentum that we've seen over the first quarter as well. When we take a look at some of the specifics on earnings, Tesla reported yesterday afternoon. They actually missed estimates, but they're talking about coming out with a cheaper version of a Tesla. So that is positive. The stock loved that. It was up 12% after hours. We saw UPS reported, and they used to be sort of an economic barometer for consumer spending, but Amazon has really taken the top spot as the top consumer shipment service. So it's important, but it's not as important as it used to be. However, they beat profit estimates and shares were up 2.5%. We saw GM report too. And in this high interest rate environment, it was surprising to see how good their earnings were. And again, those shares were up 4%. So you know, what we're seeing across the board in earnings is that we're seeing pretty strong earnings out there. And investors are really focused on a few things right now: inflation, interest rates, of course, as well as earnings.
Okay. And also, I know that when we talked to you last time, there was a lot of worry about what was going on in the world, right? Lots of geopolitical concerns that were impacting the market. How is that going?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, we're always going to be watching out for those geopolitical risks, of course, as active portfolio managers. And the update now is Iran has said it's not going to escalate the conflict with Israel. And so that's obviously positive for markets. And I think that was that sigh of relief that we saw Monday and Tuesday. However, you know, when that conflict kind of gained momentum over the past, you know, week or two, what we saw is that markets didn't really react the way a lot of people had anticipated. You know, if the market was really worried about that situation, you would have seen oil spike, you would have seen gold spike, and you really didn't see that. So most of this kind of mini correction, the reason I call it a mini correction is that I think we're about 3% off the high right now. You know, and what happens, investors get pretty used to every week the market moving higher. So it can be a little surprising, especially those that check their online accounts, you know, to see the portfolio come down slightly. But again, really what's normal in markets is, you know, two corrections a year. And what that means is that markets can correct up to 10% twice a year. And that's just normal ebb and flow of markets, right? You can't expect markets to move up every single day, every single week. That would be too easy. However, that would be fantastic, of course, for us as well. But again, what we want to look at some of these, you know, even these minor pullbacks is what this would be considered when you only have a pullback of, you know, 3-5% in the market. You want to look at that as an opportunity, right? There's some companies that have, you know, gotten away from us or run away, you know, and then we're able to pick them up a lot cheaper. So don't look at every pullback as a huge concern that it's going to turn into something much, much bigger. That's not always the case. Sometimes the markets are just taking a breather, Simi.
Okay, well, that's good to know then. So what is the strategy that investors should use to kind of manage through that volatility?
Yeah, you know, when we take a look at, you know, what's going on at this point, and we talked about the geopolitical escalations and how, you know, that risk to markets at that time was minor. It doesn't mean things couldn't all of a sudden get worse and so on. And we would react to that 100%. We would raise cash and maybe add some additional sectors that we didn't own already, for example. But you look at some of these other situations that have happened over the last few years that, you know, investors might recall. And one of those is, you know, banks failing. We saw regional banks failing last year. We saw three banks collapse, and there could have been bank runs. And that was SVB, First Republic, Signature Bank. And that was, you know, top of the headlines back then. You know, Simi, you and I were talking about it. The uncertainty of how the situation will get resolved can create a lot of volatility in markets or in that particular sector. You know, once we kind of realized how it was going to move forward and, you know, there was a solution, you know, we weren't running for the hills. We were actually looking at what we should be buying. And at that time, we bought JP Morgan, which is the strongest bank in the US, the largest bank. And since that time, it's up 45%. So again, a lot of these kind of worrisome times create opportunities, you know, so you don't want to always, you know, run for the hills and worry so much or panic that you think about selling out your portfolio, because it's very hard. And I've never seen it done perfectly or done well. When somebody makes a decision to sell out a portfolio because they're worried about what's to come. And COVID is a prime example of that. Again, you know, the markets were down. They were down 30, 35% in 3.5 weeks. However, the low of that correction was March 23rd, I believe. And again, for us, we had raised some cash leading into that. Things were uncertain. But about a week and a half after that low, we started buying and things were still closed. You couldn't go anywhere. And people were wondering why. The reason we did that back then was because the Fed was supporting the economy. When the Fed is working with you, you want to be an investor. And that's my long-term thinking even this year. When the Fed starts lowering rates, and I continuously talk about the US because that's what affects the stock market. That's what affects your portfolio. You know, we want to be invested when they start reducing rates, especially because they're likely going to be reducing rates, not because of a problem, not because of a recession, but because inflation has come back down to earth. And with that, you know, again, that's good for stocks, it's good for bonds, and you'd want to be in the market. So again, as an active manager, you just want to make sure that, and that's what we do, is we're watching the news daily, the economic data that's coming out, the performance of our stocks, the earnings reports, and make calculated and informed decisions. As an investor, you don't want to just trust your gut to know what's going on in the world, because often, you know, when it's the worst period of a correction or a sell-off or a bear market, that's the time you should actually be buying and not selling. So keep that in mind.
All right. That is good advice as always. Lori, thank you.
Thanks so much, Simi, and enjoy your weekend. Go Canucks, go. Let's hope for a better performance later on this week.
From the markets and the Canucks. Thank you for that. That's Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity. Now, you can contact her team directly at 604-695-LORI, or you can visit their website at pinkowski.ca.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.